You're listening to Virginia Trioli on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
Shane Elliott, good morning and thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Good morning.
The two-page ads that I saw from the Commonwealth Bank, and of course not everyone will have them in front of them, but I'm sure you've probably seen them. Are the banks in lockstep now? The kind of assistance that you're offering your customers right now, is it similar to one to each other?
Yes. I mean, I think, you know, they're not all perfectly the same, but the principles are the same. We all know that we have a role to play in any crisis, and that role is making sure that as many of our customers, as many members of the community, survive through this crisis and come out of this in decent shape, ready to re-engage in their businesses and their daily lives. And, you know, there's different ways we do that, through payment holidays and lending more money in some circumstances, et cetera. And, yes, the banks are generally, you know, kind of all agreed on the right thing to do.
So given the outrages revealed during the Banking Royal Commission and the terrible blow to your reputations, is this the bank's redemption moment?
I think so. I mean, I think that it's going to be a very, you know, we're going to be judged like we are every day, not on what we say and with respect, not what we put in newspaper ads, but what we actually do. And yes, we have the real opportunity to stand up and be seen to play our role in what is going to be a very, very difficult period of time. Yes, I believe that that is the case.
Shane Elliott, it also strikes me that in a sense, you're sort of the last damn wall. If people are losing their jobs and they can't make their rental payments or their mortgage payments, then they can default there. And then that defaults on to perhaps their landlords because they're not getting their payments and they can't make their mortgage payments to you. And so it goes on, and for businesses too. The last wall standing is really the banks, whether they decide to default and punish or whether they don't. Do you see yourself in that role?
I think we do have, yes. I mean, I'm not sure I'd describe it as the last wall. I mean, I think the government has a massive, you know, they've probably got the biggest wall of all. But yes, from a commercial private sector point of view, yes, we are a very important part of that. And the decisions that we make in literally every hour of the day are going to be, frankly, it sounds awful, we're going to be, you know, sort of life or death for many businesses. And certainly in terms of many households. So we're very conscious of those decisions. I think, you know, we can't oversimplify this and say that the banks can just save everybody and that, you know, we do not have endless resources either. We have a highly leveraged balance sheets by nature of what we do. We've got depositors we've got to look after. And so we have masses of capacity, but it's not limitless. And so we're going to have to make some difficult choices as a community and as the banks about, you know, who do we support first and what is the nature of that support?
Tell us and outline the assistance you are offering mortgage holders today.
Sure. So essentially what we're saying to you, if you've got a mortgage with ANZ, and frankly all the banks are pretty much the same, if you've got a mortgage with us, you can get a payment holiday. And what that means is you can contact your bank and say, look, I would like to just stop paying you principal and interest, so I just want to stop paying you anything for up to 6 months. Now, our regulator has said we can do that as long as within 3 months we just check in with you to make sure everything's okay, but we can give you a six-month holiday. Now, it is a deferral. You still have to pay the mortgage at some point, but we're giving you a payment holiday.
Can I just jump in and just clarify one thing there? So
yes,
it doesn't become an accumulated mortgage payment that then falls due in 6 months' time. Is it absorbed into the whole of the loan?
Yes, correct. So if you know, yes. So let's say you've got 10 years left on your loan. We don't charge you anything for the next 6 months. And what you would have paid, we spread out over the rest of the 9.5 years that are remaining.
Yes, so interest is forewent as well. Okay.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay. Go on.
Well, so that's the big one. That is the big one. I mean, that just says we're not going to take any money out of your pocket for up to 6 months, if that's what you want. I mean, I think that's a huge relief for many, many people. So that's one. Two, and this is where the banks are a little bit different. So ANZ was the only one. We also passed on the last rate cut. We passed on 15 basis point lower rates to all of our homeowners. So That also means that their cost of funds is going to be lower. So we've done that as well. And, you know, the other thing that's really important about homeowners is for ANZ, and for us anyway, and I don't know the other banks, but about a third of our homeowners are actually small businesses. They're sole traders, you know. And so it's also helping small businesses. But that is essentially the package. And then, you know, if people need help over and above that, we have all a whole range of hardship programs, which all the banks do.